You know, when you hear that music, time to get up and dance. Time to connect to it. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. Around the world, can the ETs hear this message? I don't know. That's a good question. Well, I keep hearing the talk about the motherships all around our globe here, motherships in the whole solar system. Can they hear radio broadcasts? I don't know. But hey, it is a call and radio show. Maybe you know. Number is 888-627-6008. Well, let me tell you, people, the age of Aquarius is upon us. Last century, they were talking about the dawn of the age of Aquarius. Well, it's finally been finalized. That's right. Just a couple of days ago, August 21st, the final global meditation was a grand success. And the big 12-21 portal was open, and it will stay open. Evil has knocked down a couple of more notches, and they're almost gone, whether they know it or not. Of course, they'll, you know, like the story of the Alamo, they'll probably play it out to the end and try to take as many of us down as they can. But they are doomed. Don't they realize that the guardians of the universe, you know, the Galactic Confederation and their forces know where every one of them are? And there is no escape. Even if they die, their soul will be captured and thrown into the central sun for all their evil that they've done. They're not going to get a second chance because at this point in time, they haven't switched over. Forget it. They are diehards, and they will die hard and be eliminated. And we should be happy about that because we're sick of these evil bastards, these evil, no good, most of them ETs, disguised as humans walking around. You know, there's Aldebarans walking around looking like humans. But they're one of the groups that is going to help us. I guess there's good Aldebarans and bad Aldebarans, but the good Aldebarans, yeah, sounds like a singing group, I know. The Aldebarans and the doo-wah-wah, doo-da-dee-dee. But, yeah, it's a group from another solar system, you know. Another area of outer space, as we call it. They were not too familiar with, but they're one of the groups. So let me talk about the, I participated in the last global meditation. I participated in the first one. And I participated in the last one. It's rough if you were on the East Coast in America here, because the first one on August 12th was like at 1:30 a.m. in the morning, something like that. I can deal with that. I can stay up that late. Second one on August 18th was 3:25 a.m. And I fell asleep before we got to that point. And I wasn't about to sit these morning to wake myself up at 3:15 in the morning to get on the computer and whatever. Third one was at 5:02 a.m. on the eastern coast here. And I did set the alarm for that. I got up at about 20 minutes to 5, went on the computer, was ready. I got there just in 1 minute time before they were about to start. And I participated. For you, you know, I just want to talk about this for a minute. This is the most important event that has happened on planet Earth. This was the final liberation turning point. And you know what August 1st, 21st was in the universe? This was the expansion reversal. The universe has been expanding continuously. But on August 21st of our time here on Earth, the universe is retracting. Yeah, God's pulling it all back in now. And it may take a while for the scientists to figure that out, but that's what we're, the information being revealed. But let me tell you about this. Most of you probably have never participated in global meditation. You know? You ought to look up, we love mass meditation on Twitter, if you're on Twitter. There's a tremendous amount of great information put out there on Twitter. Unfortunately, it's run by a total jerk. Elon, am I talking about you? Never mind. You don't even care what my opinion is because I'm not a billionaire. And, but anyhow, this is how it went. You were asked to put yourself in a relaxed mood by any way you want to know how to. And you were to envision things. See, in these global meditations, they walk you through it. They tell you to envision. And we were asked to envision white light, pink light, blue light, and golden ray light. And if you were watching, I was you have to watch this on the internet to get light through the meditation. So they have a video picture up there, and they were doing a good job of showing you what white light, pink light, blue light, and golden light look like waving together. And so that helped us all envision. And they gave us some information on the colors. The white is the first ray. Pink is the second ray. Blue is the third ray. And the golden ray is a combination of the fourth through seventh ray. All of these combinations create resonance and all the 12 rays that exist. Look at that information you just got. You know, this is an educational show. Hey, I call it Radio Free America, where we talk the truth here, and we're not shy about explaining things that you have never been told or even considered in your whole life. So, what did you learn tonight? There's 12 rays. What did you learn? The meditation required thinking about the white, pink, blue, and golden rays all together. And, you know, the meditations are usually, it's all coming from either source, they call it, or that's God, or they call it the absolute. A lot of these ETs from other galaxies, they don't understand, they don't have a personal relationship with God. We, on the other hand, on planet Earth, have been given that opportunity to have that personal relationship with God. When we were taught 2,000 years ago in the fourth apocryphal revelation given to humanity by the one known as Jesus of Nazareth, and he referred to the real God as the Heavenly Father. Since then, there's been other books that have been explaining more in detail. You know, God is a Trinity. I need to bring this up now because it's all related. Originally, there was only God, nothing else. First source and center is another way these other ETs used to explain it. But they didn't have the personal relationship that Jesus provided us when he incarnated onto our world. You know, Jesus was much more than a man. the newer information from the fifth apocryphal revelation to humanity, came out about 100 years ago. You don't know about it because you've been brainwashed by TV. But anyhow, it explained that Jesus of Nazareth was the incarnation of the Creator's Son. That's one of his titles. He has many other titles. Only begotten Son, that's another. It's a title. Doesn't mean it's the only Son of God. That's the stupidity of stupid humans, you know, trying to explain what they didn't understand. We forgive them for their stupidity, but that's how it works out, you know. Jesus of Nazareth incarnation into the womb of Mary, whom the body was provided by her husband, and the soul was implanted from the Creator's Son, our Creator's Son, who created our universe with his female counterpart. Yeah, all this information that's out there. Why don't you know about it? Because you are being blindsided every day by the fake authorities that still rule our world and control the mass media. And anyhow, so August 21st was a very special day. It's the end of the expansion of the universe. It's the opening of the 1221 portal, which will help reconnect us to the universe that we have been deprived of communicating with. And it's also, according to the fifth apocryphal revelation, the birth date of Jesus of Nazareth on planet Earth. Yeah, at noontime exactly. How perfect between the AM and the PM. You know, that's where he was born, right in the middle of things. And exactly at 12 noon. Awesome information that the whole world should know about, but still eventually going down. But anyhow, this is the official move into the Age of Aquarius. Age of Pisces is gone, and let's forget it, because, I mean, even though there were some glorious moments in the Age of Pisces, it was still overruled by evil too much. Anyhow, we don't have to worry about that, because we're into the new reality. I participated at 5 a.m. New York time with this mass meditation, and the goal was reached. All we had to do was get 144,000 people. You know, there's the magic of that number. And, of course, it's 12 by 12. It's 144, in case you didn't realize. You know, very mathematical, very precise. So anyhow, 200,000 people participated in the meditation. You know, only 144,000 were needed. But when you think about it, with a world of 8 billion people, how pathetic is that, that is a small amount, percentage of the total population of the world participate, only a small amount, but it was enough to make the grade, you know, get a passing grade on the situation, and that moved the ball downfield, you know? It was like another first down. And so we have moved over into the Age of Aquarius. This is finalized, you know? And it was done on August 21st, 2025. This will go down in galactic history, not just Earth history, but galactic history. Right now on Earth history, you won't even get a mention of it because Earth history is still controlled by the evil forces. Most of them from other worlds who came here to enslave us and take advantage of us and suck us dry of our energy. Human beings, we're all great creatures. We've been lied to. And the fact that it was just like revealed, because I have many sources of information, and one of them is the Galactic Confederation, you know? And let me say here, according to Aurora Ray, ambassador of the Galactic Federation, this presentation, it's the woman being represented on the video screen, but when you watch the videos that accompany her presentations, they're always in a male voice. I don't know what that says or what it doesn't. Anyhow, according to Aurora Ray, ambassador of the Galactic Federation, anyhow, the message is, you're not sick. Yes. If you've been experiencing headaches, fatigue, digestive issues, sleep disruptions, or can't fall asleep, it's because your DNA, you know, DNA, it's because your DNA is being upgraded, you know, just like in the Matrix, upgraded, you know, from common 3D physical reality to handle the Galactic Federation's, wait a second, to handle, your DNA is being upgraded from common 3D physical reality to handle the faster vibrations of the fifth dimension. And as I have explained on the show many times, we're not talking about length, width, and height here, Carpenter's dimensions. We're talking about layers of reality, if you want to think of vision and stacking it vertically. And each layer of reality has its parameters, vibrational parameters that differentiates one layer of reality with another. Think of it, a stack of records on a record player. If you don't know what a record player is, you're probably young. And have an experience one. But we stack record players, stack records on the top center post, and they would drop down and play, and then when it was done, the next one would drop down on top of it. But anyhow, layers. Think of a layer cake, you know? All these things to remind us, or let them remind us, of the total reality, which is a layer cake. You know, just as, so there are parameters, vibrational parameters, like we're referred to as 3D reality. We call it physical reality. It exists within the third dimension, the third layer. And each layer is a realm unto itself. And in general, if you're in the third layer, you can't look into the fourth or fifth layer because they are vibrationally traveling faster than you are in the third layer of the layer city or dimension. So that's it. We're being upgraded, think of the Matrix, upgraded to be better from the third dimension. You know, reality vibrating from so many cycles per second up to so many cycles per second. I don't have the exact numbers there. Hey, it's Colin Richard show. You have the exact numbers. Come on and tell us. Anyhow, but we're moving up two layers. So there's a lot of vibrational changes. Every one of our cells has to be reorganized. And this is being done from afar, from the motherships out in the solar system, from maybe God himself, who knows. But it's being done behind the scenes. You're not going to have a newsflash on Channel 2. Oh, you're being upgraded by the higher intelligence. You'll never hear that on any of the major networks. Because they're still controlled, and probably will be still controlled until the end, until the event happens. And the event is the thing that's going to change reality forever here on Earth. It's going to be a metamorphosis of humanity, like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. It's going to be that heavy. And nobody knows when the event is going to happen. Just like if you ever studied the teachings of Jesus, and they asked him questions, and some of the answers were, no one knows except the Heavenly Father. And that's how it is today, this time in 2025. When this event happens, it'll be the Heavenly Father, God himself. You know, of course, the Heavenly Father now works with the Eternal Son, which is not Jesus, the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. It's a trinity. He decided to do creation as a trinity. And that's the reality that we exist in, you know? And our universe is only one of many other universes. And every universe has a creator son. And when they start to co-create with the real one God of all that is, they get their female counterpart, and then they create their universe and create the creatures for that universe. Of course, all in co-creation with the original source of all that is. So the only creations ever done in the universe that were not co-creation was God creating the Trinity. That's some heavy information I just gave you there. You know? So understand, all creation is co-creation. You know? When a baby's born, it's co-creation. You know? You got the female body, human body. You got the male human body. But those are only the physical body. They're creating the physical body. The mind, the soul, comes from above. The personality brought into that individual is a co-creation of God and other co-creators like his creator sons. And every personality, every soul is personally created by the Heavenly Father. And that's the reality. So you have a trinity even in the forming of a newborn baby. You have the male and female parents of the physical body, and some of their personalities get passed along, other information. Of course, because you're being brought up with your parents, it's the experience of watching and interacting with them that are influencing your personality. But your soul, your real true personality, identified as the type of being you're going to be, that was created by the Heavenly Father. And so you're a trinity of creation from the day you were born. And of course, in this evil world that's still controlled by evil controllers, they try to subvert the human being from birth. And they have succeeded at that. They're filling babies with poisonous vaccines every day. And then they make up excuses of why your baby died. This goes on continuously, and nobody is putting a stop to it in government. Well, governments are all controlled by the evil deep state that controls this world. I just had to say all that because that's how it is, you know? And what else did the Galactic Federation, according to Aurora Ray, says the Galactic Federation says that when we were born into this reality, Earth here, 95% of our were deactivated. You know, that's what I mean. And the scientists have only said, oh, it said we only use 5% of our brains. And now we understand why. It was purposely deactivated. Of course, wrongfully at the same time, but that's because Earth has always been a prison planet until now. No longer a prison planet, but the scum that created the prison planet are still here, and they have to be removed. And they will be. So, according to the Galactic Federation, now our abilities are coming back online. Now our DNA deactivations are being corrected. And this is important information to understand. And this relates to why people might be fatigued and stuff like that. So these are important messages I'm giving to you. And just remember, the expansion of the universe ended on August 21st, 2025. How long will it take the scientists to figure out, the Earth scientists to figure out that this is the reality of what is happening on this day? In fact, the Galactic Federation people and even the Confederation, Galactic Confederation, two separate organizations apparently, that this moment in time will be recorded throughout all the galaxy and all the universes, because this is a very important date that has just transpired. And I just want to say, not only did I participate in this event when it was happening at 5 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Daylight Time, 5:02 to be exact, not only did I participate in this, but at the end of the day, maybe about 6:30, 7 o'clock, I pulled into a parking lot and there was a stop sign visible, upon which I immediately noticed the stop sign was reflecting golden light. Now, we all in America here know stop signs are painted red with the white letters saying stop. But this sign was being illuminated to reflect golden light. The sign, I looked back at the sun, and sure enough, the sun was shining brightly on this stop sign to the point the sign was reflecting golden color instead of red. And this proceeded for several minutes until the clouds came by and hit the sun. And at that point, I realized that, yeah, things have already changed, and they're going to be changing. And I need no more proof than that. So understand, hey, I don't tell bullshit stories. I don't lie. It's a waste of time. And it's not cool. So take my story for what it's worth. I witnessed that by the end of that day, August 21st, signs were already showing that there is a change in things. I mean, for months I've been realizing the sun is hotter, but this was amazing. To turn a red stop sign into reflecting gold instead of red and being done by the sun, this is all the proof that I need. You know, I mean, of course we still have problems. And here's what else I came across that might be of value to people. You know, if you're human, if you're listening to my show and you're some android or clone, I don't know. Why would you even be listening to my show? The three steps of manifestation. You've ever heard the word manifestation? Make it come out of nowhere, kind of like? The law of manifestation has three steps. First, you have to make a decision of what you want to do. Secondly, you have to do an invocation. Whether it's verbal or telepathically, you have to, like, speak to the universe. This is what I want. And thirdly, then you have to take physical action upon what you want to happen. So, you see, there is an outline for how to go about to manifesting things, but you got to follow the outline. You know, there's another bit of information related to what you can do to help things along. And visualization is very important. You can visualize the emerald flame. Emeralds are green-colored stones, you know? And imagine an emerald flame, green color, coming from the sky and rotating in a counterclockwise direction. Are you writing this down? Because these points I'm mentioning are important. You know, does anybody realize organic pumpkin seed oil is really good for you in many ways? I just had to throw that in there. So, the guy Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation, not the Federation, but the Confederation, says after the August 21st opening of the 1221 border, there will be no reason for the light forces to not begin intervening soon after its opening. Well, I wish they would intervene. I like that statement. I wish they would intervene and start giving us the MedReds what has been dangling in front of us for years now. You know, there's so many people in dire health here on planet Earth. You need to start intervening by bringing the med beds out. You have the powerful forces. You can stop anything that the dark force is coming to try to put upon you. Just start bringing the beds out and giving them out. It's that friggin' simple. If you're listening out there in your motherships, how do I, you know, do I have to draw you a map? Come on. We need these med beds now. Don't tell us about President Trump talking about bringing them out in a limited amount of money. We need the mass delivered to us now, whether the event has happened or not. Come on. If you can't figure out how to do that and how to protect them and how to stand up against anything the dark force has put against you, what is your problem? You know, call me this radio show. I'm going to tell you how to do it because we have some great commanders on planet Earth. Way better, I think, than your commanders because you guys are, you know, you're afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. Just step up at the plate and take your hit. Bring us to bed now. Damn. I'm not wrong asking for this, but I'm annoyed that it hasn't happened. Okay, the August 21 opening of the portal has succeeded, so you don't have any more excuses. Bring us what we need. Come on, do I have to twist your arm to make you do it? Damn. I get annoyed with these people, you know, coming here to help us, and then they're all pussy-footing around, worried about this, worried about that. Well, it's all right to be concerned, but to the point of where people are dying and suffering and in need of these things, for God's sake, just bring them down. Don't worry about it. You can deal with it. If you don't know how to deal with it, you contact people like me, and I'll tell you how to deal with it, whatever comes your way. And don't tell me I don't know as much as you do about the dark horses. Believe me, you know, you haven't lived on this planet. We, the people on planet Earth, know a lot more about what the dark horses can bring up against you than you do. Yeah. Believe me. You know? And you need to get off your high horse, as the saying goes, and start communicating with us, the real people, not the government people. They're all fake frauds and pawns serving the dark forces. Why the hell do you want to even meet with them? Come on. This is not an ordinary planet. This is a planet controlled by evil. and all the official groups are really screwed up. You need to be thinking about meeting with individuals in the private sector that know 10,000 more times than the stupid politicians. Okay, maybe only 1,000 times more, but the number is that significant. And I doubt if you're even listening to me, so I'll just end this. Anyhow, if you're a truth-seeking person, you ought to look up wingmakers.com. Something the doctor, Neruda interviews, which is kind of a rehash of things that came out, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, by a guy who was using the name Dr. Ivan Anderson at the time, and it was published in Nexus magazine when I first found out about it. But it's up there on wingmakers.com. And if you're a truth seeker, you need to look into this. And you can see that how the people from the future have looked to contact us. And but, of course, the government got involved, and they confiscated everything, and the public hasn't been available to see, except for maybe about 25 to 30 years ago when the guy quit the project and he took some pictures of things and explained the situation about how it's controlled by evil people wanting to do things they shouldn't be doing. Anyhow, check it out, wingmakers.com. Hey, this is an educational show, believe me. If you ever listen to this show and you believe you haven't learned anything, hey, it's call and register. I'll call up and tell them. I haven't learned anything, and we'll take it from here. you know, there's good and bad groups in everything. Talking about, like, if you ever heard the story about the Anunnaki from the so-called planet Nibiru, the 12th planet. Yeah, most of the important information is a book called The 12th Planet by Zacharias Sitchin. I don't know, about 20 years ago the book came out. But it detailed information on clay tablets over in the Middle East there that were deciphered finally. And at the time, this guy, he had the knowledge of how to decipher Sumerian language. He was only one of 200 people in the whole world could decipher. We could call him Sumerian hieroglyphics, kind of like. And he gathered a lot of information. He put together this book called 12 Planets. You know, do yourself a favor, but get a copy and find out about ancient human history. We're talking about 445,000 years ago, these beings from another planet came here to steal our gold. Yeah, and that's what it was all about. And then after being here 155,000 years, the workers who had to go into the mines to extract the gold said, we're tired of doing this. Make us some slaves. And these guys from the 12th planet, they had genetic talents. So they wanted to engineer a human slave. And in doing so, they deactivated 10 of our 12 chakras, like, so medicine to stupid human beings, and then we were suitably fit for slave labor. So the human race has been, in general, has been void of having all those important, you know, helixes in your body, DNA strands, working. And that has enabled the slave masters, the evil groups on all planets all around the universe, came here and took advantage of us, pretended to be gods. They became the false gods. And that has significantly hurt the human race for hundreds of thousands of years. And that's how far back it goes. And over the years, more groups showed up and further turned Earth into a prison planet. And we were all still operating onto DNA segments instead of the 12 that we originally had. So that's the situation. And in relation to that, the most recent things, of course, you won't find this on TV, on national broadcasting systems, but it showed up on Twitter that some of the recent information, the woman who was serving Epstein from Epstein's Island, that woman who arranged things, confessed about some of the bad things going on Epstein's Island. And, of course, he might be just trying to save her ass and making the stories up. Who the hell knows? But this is what she said. She said, well, first of all, there's this place in California, I can't think of the name of it, where the Satanists get together every year out in the woods, and they perform sacrifices, and it's to who get to know who knows who knows who. Who's the inside groupies? And Bill Gates was at one of these events, and he was commandeered by the Epstein Island to come and work for them. And he got involved in genetics and cloning and what they were doing on Epstein Island, because we know what it's famous for. Some of the things it's famous for. They were cloning a race of children. That's right. And cloning has been possible long ago. It's just been kept from the public. You know, we started refining out about cloning through science fiction, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, you know. Plenty of science fiction episodes and movies talking about cloned creatures. So, but it's been going on long before that. It's a scientific technique that's been wrongfully used by the dark forces. So they started creating a whole colony of cloned young women to have sex with older gentlemen for money. And Gates was in charge of this project. So that's some pretty interesting information. But of course, we know he's an evil SOB already from all the people in Africa he killed with toxic vaccines and a poisoning of our food with the GMO crap that if you're not careful, you'll end up eating it. In fact, something showed up in the supermarket in the New York area here that I was shocked to find out. We all know what watermelon looks like. Well, all of a sudden, I cut open this watermelon, and there's six circles of mushy stuff inside the watermelon, which ruins a perfect watermelon. And I tried to eat as much as I could. I didn't die and stuff like that, but that's got to be genetically modified watermelon because you got these six circle mushes within the watermelon. And they're circles, really. And the rest of the watermelon seems to be fine, but those six circles are mushy. Yeah, this is a freak-out Frankenstein watermelon. And they're selling it in supermarkets. Yeah, $3, yeah. Only $3. Well, guess what? You're getting screwed, people. You better, if you cut up a watermelon and see six mushy circles throughout the whole watermelon, you know, you got to realize it's genetically modified, and if anything Gates has to do with it, there's something wrong with it, and you shouldn't be eating it. And I'll tell you the supermarket you showed up at, ShopRite. Yeah, big popular supermarket on the East Coast. So you'd be mindful if you buy some watermelons at ShopRite, cut them open, look at them, And if you see those circles, just take it back to them and tell them, this is crap, you know? But this is what's going on, not to mention the fake meat, you know, these fast food restaurants. They're not serving you real beef anymore. Remember the saying, where's the beef? Well, it's not at the fast food place. They're serving you meat grown in a test tube now, and you can't differentiate it. They're getting conned and all these fake food things. They lack nutritional value. Your body will not recognize it because it's unnatural. It doesn't have the proper frequency signature. And these are important things to understand, you know? And not only were they growing clone children for the people who wanted to have sex with children, they were growing clone children to be a sacrifice in satanic rituals. And yes, these things do happen. I think Rosanna Barr, one of the celebrities, has spoken about this. And this shit goes on still. And it'll come to an end, but not until after the event. I mean, we could try to bring it down as much as possible, but there won't be total elimination that until the event. And in order for the event to happen soon, we need to get everybody on the same path here. We need to stop all the violence. All the wars have to end. It's not difficult. Just stop fighting. That's all. You know? And give up your friggin' hate and anger, because those feelings promote war. They don't end it. And, it was a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. But I'm just going to move on here. You know, the name of the show, Connect the Dots, comes from the book I wrote, Connect the Dots Theory. And that was based on many experiences I had in life. And Google would like to review the first 43 pages for free. And I have some diagrams before I started taking photographs that were drawn from events that were happening back in 1998. At certain special locations. And there's the one where I'm taking something dolmen to stand around the fire, rather squat down around the fire like a frog and put my digits out like a frog and touch the earth, whereupon I felt the vibrations coming from the fire in concentric circles. And I saw the points of light of dots hovering above the plane. So there's something magical happening with the fire, especially when the earth's connected to it and sends vibrations from the fire in concentric circles after everyone who is in direct touch with the earth. You know, I felt it through my hands because they weren't covered. I didn't feel it through my feet because I had shoes on. That's the importance of walking barefoot. You can feel it through your feet. So anyhow, I don't know whether it's page 6, 7, or 9, one of the diagrams there, right in the beginning, you'll see the picture I drew of exactly what was happening, and that's the picture of me squatting down, putting my fingers out like the digits of a frog, and feeling the vibrations. But just before that happened, I was watching from the side of the stage bands that were performing. Overripe Roy's Farm, yeah, which is where the Bethel Woodstock bands had to move to after they were kicked off of the original site. And they had the big columns up there, and they had two trailers, flatbed trailers pulled together, and had the big columns up there for the big sound system, the original speakers from the original Woodstock. I guess the most giant speakers in the world. This is 1998, and I'm looking from the side of the stage. I decided to look up. And there, about 10 feet above me, is this globe of plasma the size of a basketball, just floating there, but swirling around. And my intuition told me that it was somehow influencing the band on stage, or maybe just photographing them, one or the other. But even though I had a camera with me back in the car, I didn't want to miss this was going on, you know? Maybe I should have went back and got the camera and took a picture of it. But I got so many other pictures of other things happening. I wanted to just engage the situation and feel it and live it. And it was a good choice, because right after that, I got this idea to go over to the other flyer, and I could visually see the points of light hanging above it. And then I heard the message, squat down like a frog, put your digits out, and then I experienced the waves, the loving waves of Mother Earth, and the concentric circles coming from the fire that had a connection to the heavenly realms. So anyhow, you know, Google it. Connect the dots theory. And look for that picture in the first, I don't know, 6th, 7th, or 9th page of the first chapter. You know, it's important in life to connect the dots. It's an act of living the moment, as well as looking back in retrospect. If you're paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, you may be able to notice, via coincidences, that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring invisible entities. Yeah. And connected dots theory concludes that co-creation is the way of the universe. And it is an observable fact that the dreams of what materialize into reality are some point in time, yes, dreams do come true. Invisible, caring, conscious entities who are paying attention to your personal life will helpfully contribute from behind the scenes to the co-creation of making your dreams come true. Subsequently, the dreams that you initially envisioned are going to happen. The purpose of this co-creation is taking place in your life, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. So permit the living universal coordinators who shuffle the deck of life from behind the scenes daily to deal you a fruitful hand, for they are the arrangers of coincidences, and so they, God and his servants, can help you make your dreams come true in ways that you could never accomplish by yourself. And never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. Your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. Those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind, as I call them. These invisible revealers of truth expose us to clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning abilities. Awesome, eh? Connect the dots theory also says geometry is a key that can be used to unlock the doorways that lead to other dimensions. The gathering of information on the path of correlation is an excellent starting point and pathway to transverse in your quest for discovering truth. Let both intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. Well, let it be known, in one way or another, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. Any person who claims to be neutral in regard to rejecting evil versus not rejecting evil, that individual is part of the problem. The true enemies of mankind have always been the anti-God invisible beings, fallen angels, ungodly lords of darkness, and other demons. The visible aliens, also the Nibiruans, the Greys, and other anti-God ETs. Amid and their human puppets that they mind control from behind the scenes, like your politicians and lawmakers and stuff like that. All limited belief systems eventually become plans designed to fail. Though there are exceptions, the revelations of spiritual information given to the mortals of time and space are like fresh bowls of fruit placed on the dinner table. There is a time limit as to how long will they be able to offer you substance. As time passes, the once good fruit will have spoiled, and to partake of it then can have a negative effect upon you. And so, it is the same in regard to the people of the 21st century who blindly embrace inflexible religious belief systems that were designed to be accepted by the limited comprehension abilities of the people living on Earth thousands of years ago. Societies that perpetuate those inflexible, limited belief systems by rigidly holding on to the old illogical beliefs divine assessed by the new revelations are destined to never evolve spiritually. That was then and this is now. The spiritual growth of an individual requires the comprehension of a more encompassing, bigger picture of total reality. The requirement for gaining that more encompassing comprehension is that you, the truth seeker, read the new revelations given to mankind within the last 100 years about God, his true nature, his meta-spiritual realm, and his countless number of loyal spirit servants who rank above angels, and then correlate that new information with the old descriptions. There is no one book that reveals all truth. How could there be? Reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. And keep in mind that people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And I'm going to leave it on that thought there. Or I could say, connected dots theory concludes that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all whose agenda is to disprove something. So there. And just because one exception can be found that does not hold true in regard to the concepts and or conclusions of a theory, that one exception does not necessarily negate the whole theory or the validity of the relevant facts and reasoning that support that theory. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, this is Connect the Dots on BPS Internet Radio. We're going to do the countdown followed by my music. The guitar solo of the song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you one of the most defining guitar solos of all time, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I bet you want to be somebody, too. It could be your anthem. Listen to the words. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 543-2100.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world.